Blog Talk Radio.
Bitch, we still got calls in here. Y'all still calling in. Okay, give me 1 second. I'm going to go pee and wash my hands, and I got to call you back. Okay. But what's the tea with Kylie, sis? And look, the call lines are getting full again. Okay. Hello, Pisces Princess.
Hi, boo. How are you?
Can you believe? Because I'm like, girl, why haven't you been called in? I literally was like, girl, where are you at? You know this is your topic. Like, what were you doing?
I know. You know what? You know what? My husband is home this evening.
Oh, okay.
And literally,
okay.
I'm like, I got to call my boo. He like, huh?
Yeah,
because
I'm like, girl,
I'm okay,
where are you at? Like, you know this is your topic.
Yes, I'm literally like, I got to call my boo. And he's finally like, all right, Deidre, go ahead. I'm like, okay, perfect. You know?
Okay.
But you know how much I love this show. And I watch a lot of what's going on from the comment section. And a lot of times that's why I'm quiet, because I'm just watching what people say and what people do. I remember just last week, we did the whole topic of WAP. And the moment
right.
you called that lady Instagram post out about what she said, the comment section went up about how
you
feel
about
black
women. What did I say? I forget. You're
okay,
right,
so basically what you were saying was sometimes it does too much. And when you do things like this on topics involving black women, it kind of downplay the movement of, you know, black women are so disrespected and different things like that. That's basically what you were saying.
Okay.
Or whatever, to the lady that was like, how Normani had to work twice as hard as Kylie Jenner in the video. You
yes.
know, that's basically what she said. And I watched the comment section go up and talk about how you don't like black women, blah, blah, blah. But here's the funny thing that I found tonight. I'm watching tonight. Some of them same women, some of them same names that I seen that talked about that and how black women are so disrespected are now in the comment section breaking down Meg's story and disrespecting Meg.
Meanwhile, I'm caping for Meg and nobody sees that. Now, had I been over here laying Meg out, then that would have went viral
yep.
news. I'm caping for Meg, though, now. But now this is not a black woman I should be caping for. I find that
exactly.
funny. But go ahead.
Exactly. I didn't see everything from how she's not telling the truth because she didn't know how to be a victim, because I guess there's a book on how to be a victim the correct way. I didn't see that. I didn't see people calling her a man. I didn't see all kind of things tonight over a woman that was shot. You know, and I don't care if I was running past and a bullet grazed my leg a little bit and scratched me. I'm going to tell my story like it's a 50-cent story, because that is traumatic no matter what. So
mm-hmm.
what difference does it make for us to pick apart the story, to say that she's not a victim, to say that she this, and then crying about how black women are the most disrespected, when it be your own good sis sitting here disrespecting you, picking your story apart?
Mm-hmm.
How is that fair? How is that fair? Nothing, like, we ain't the LAPD. We ain't the police officers. Why do we have to know the entire story, the breakdown, and how it went down? The truth of the matter is they want to know so they can pick it apart and call her a liar. I agree with you. A lot of women like the underdog story. If Meg was just a little poorer, if Meg was just a little uglier, then her story would be more believable because she would be
yes.
a victim. You know, but because she's a successful young woman trying to navigate her way, she can't possibly be a victim. And before we address the disrespect that black men give us and the disrespect that white women or white men give us, we need to address the disrespect we give each other.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know,
yes.
because it's been so disgusting tonight to just watch the things that people are saying about her for telling her truth. And then the last lady that called, is her name Carla the Stallion? Was she in a car? I was so confused. She was telling the story like she was there. Like, were you there, girl? Did you see what happened? And Steady said she's a victim, but victim shaming in every last sentence that she speaks. Like,
yes.
it's just so unfair to me. None of us was there. None of us know what happened. And this happens to victims all the time. They always have to prove their victimhood. And then when it turns out they're a victim, everybody want to apologize and say that they were wrong for not believing them. It ain't your story to believe. Just nod your head, apologize, and keep it moving. It's that simple.
Period.
But
well, all right. Listen, I'm so glad you called in because I was waiting for you to call in. I even opened up the lines again for you to call in. So thanks, love. I was waiting for your input on this story. So thank you so much.
I appreciate it. And I love you so much. You don't even understand. I'm always capping for you. I'm always supporting you no matter what. Even when you don't see me, trust me, you want to play back in the car while I'm driving the kids to school, while I'm cleaning.
Thank you.
I love you and I love this show. Like,
thank you.
Always got my support, boo.
Thank you, and I love you, too, and I love the input that you bring to the show, and I appreciate your opinion, your advice, and your commentary, even when we don't agree, because we always don't agree. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, and we don't
you know
always
what I mean?
Agree, you know?
So, yeah.
I love you anyway.
Thank you so much. You have a beautiful night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, so we're going to end on that, because we've been on here for 2 hours and a half. If